You've climbed the ladder, earned the title, secured the salary, and yet, at 3 a.m., you're wide awake wondering how something that looks so right can feel so wrong. This isn't failure. It's something far more confusing, the success trap. When 85% of employees globally feel disengaged from their work despite unprecedented material prosperity, we're facing a paradox that demands attention. The disconnect between external achievement and internal fulfillment has become the defining career crisis of our time, affecting everyone from junior professionals to C-suite executives. Our workplace has transformed into what experts call a VUCA environment: volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. Consider Thailand's 2011 floods, a local disaster that disrupted global electronics manufacturing overnight. This interconnected fragility now defines our professional lives. The single lifelong career is extinct. Today's workers change careers at least twice, with two-thirds of those under 30 already having switched paths or planning to. Meanwhile, technology is automating cognitive tasks at breathtaking speed. Our ancient brains haven't caught up. When faced with workplace aggression and excessive competition, our mammalian reptilian brain hijacks the sophisticated neocortex, triggering fight or flight responses that leave us perpetually on edge. This mismatch creates perfect conditions for burnout, especially in toxic cultures characterized by high workload with little autonomy, effort without matching reward, rigid hierarchies, and dysfunctional competition that destroys psychological safety. Why do capable people stay in draining jobs? Multiple traps interlock. Golden handcuffs create financial dependence. Bosses reinforce profit-driven cultures through bullying. Colleagues spread energy-draining gossip. And success myths equate happiness with money and status. Most insidiously, our identities fuse with work cultures so deeply that leaving feels like losing ourselves. High achievers face a particular paradox: winning the race while losing happiness. They develop a taste for achievement, but struggle to enjoy the process or feel satisfied. They pack schedules, constantly seek the next challenge, neglect relationships, and get short-lived highs from accomplishments. Achievement becomes compulsive rather than chosen. Two patterns intensify this trap. The imposter phenomenon affects 85% of UK adults who feel inadequate despite prestigious credentials. Even Maya Angelou and Michelle Obama confess to feeling like frauds. The rescuer syndrome describes those who sabotage their potential while compulsively helping others, creating dependency and compassion fatigue. Pervasive myths reinforce these patterns: that productivity always equals progress, that meritocracy is real, that success should organize our lives, despite evidence to the contrary. We live in a goal-obsessed culture, yet psychologists know humans are terrible at predicting what will make them happy. Achievement satisfaction quickly fades as we chase the next accomplishment, creating a perpetual gap between where we are and where we want to be. Goal setting becomes unhealthy when it transforms from choice to compulsion, when you can't sit still, must constantly be occupied, and it costs your health and relationships. This goal addiction activates brain reward centers that provide dopamine hits, creating a compulsive learning cycle. When a behavior meets three or more of our six human needs — certainty, uncertainty, significance, connection, growth, and contribution — it can hijack our lives. Breaking free means entering creative flow, engaging in activities for their own sake rather than outcomes. Time flies, basic needs are ignored, actions unfold effortlessly. Great insights emerge during relaxation, not focused problem solving. Newton observing a falling apple, Archimedes in his bath, Einstein working as a patent clerk. Creativity follows four stages: preparation, gathering knowledge, incubation, when conscious attention moves elsewhere, illumination, the aha moment, and verification, evaluating the idea. Creating a new career requires six stages: relax, reflect, release, reconnect, respond, and receive, honoring transformation's natural rhythm rather than forcing change through willpower. In our speed-obsessed world, slowing down isn't laziness. It's essential for breaking habitual patterns. Without space, creativity dies, and present moment enjoyment becomes impossible. Most people don't notice how fast they're moving until stress, arguments, and poor health emerge. This frantic pace often stems from beliefs like, I don't have time for myself, or if I stop, something will go wrong. Breaking free starts with relaxation and self-care. Use halt checking if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired to avoid clouded judgment. Practice mindfulness by focusing on the present rather than dwelling on past regrets or future anxieties. Brain imaging shows meditation literally changes your brain, thickening the advanced neocortex and thinning the reactive amygdala. Just 8 weeks of practice improves attention, memory, and well-being. Boundaries aren't fixed barriers, but redirections of energy. Where attention goes, energy flows. Prioritizing self-care naturally creates boundaries against draining demands. The refrain, I can't slow down, people are counting on me, reveals how being needed becomes identity. Yet most situations aren't life or death, making self-care necessary for sustainable contribution. We champion lifelong learning, but neglect unlearning, the practice of dismantling outdated beliefs. Our beliefs filter reality, shaping how we perceive opportunities and capabilities. Society reinforces habitualization, where repeated actions become ingrained patterns we accept without question. Our mammalian reptilian brain resists admitting error, filtering information through attentional and confirmation biases. The prefrontal cortex counters this, enabling us to question assumptions, reinterpret memories, and approach painful experiences with compassion. Self-awareness allows us to notice thoughts and emotions without over-identifying, redirecting attention to forge new neural pathways. Transformation requires two practices: self-inquiry, examining and questioning limiting thoughts, and self-mastery, observing emotions and bodily sensations. Seven shifts emerge: responding authentically rather than reactively, challenging limiting beliefs, understanding their origins, recognizing current consequences, seeing new possibilities, releasing stored emotions, and taking spontaneous action without attachment. Through consistent practice, you dismantle limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering perspectives that fuel growth and fulfillment. Uncertainty isn't the enemy. It's the gateway to opportunity. Breaking free from the success trap means embracing Nidian uncertainty, venturing into uncharted territory where opportunities don't yet exist. Successful entrepreneurs aren't reckless risk takers, but strategic individuals who make calculated decisions with robust risk management. The entrepreneurial mindset extends beyond business. It's about maintaining openness to life's uncertainties and creating opportunities from challenges. Rather than waiting to discover your passion, take strategic action and allow passion to emerge through experience. The Japanese concept of ikigai offers a valuable framework: the intersection of what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what generates income. The ideal is waking up inspired, feeling safe and valued, and returning home fulfilled. Psychological safety, the belief you won't be punished for speaking up, is the most important factor for outstanding teams. Life involves an ongoing conversation between work and personal priorities that shifts with creative cycles and rhythms. Success becomes a trap when we chase it as a destination. Careers, business, and leadership are infinite games. We simply add our notes to the symphony that continues after we're gone. Freedom and fulfillment are closer than you think, just one limiting belief away. The ultimate success isn't reaching some external destination. It's discovering that you are the source of your own happiness, the architect of your own meaning, the creator of your own path forward.